Tiffany.
We haven't seen you since before Christmas. We haven't seen each other. We've been messaging each other, but we haven't seen each other since before Christmas either. So this is kind of a little wrap up and how we're doing.
A little treat.
So the holidays were great for me. Nice, naked holidays. Had some great of my Frey champagne and some Frey red wine and or just water or coffee. I mean, it was fabulous. It just makes the holidays more relaxing, more enjoyable. You feel good.
It's true. Right? So fresh, so patient. I mean, there's an endless to-do list.
Yes.
I didn't have that mean mama come out. Everything just kind of stayed even pace.
Yes. And you slept. I slept so good, except for now that I'm back to work, I'm not sleeping, but that's another story. But yeah, slept good, slept in, was lazy. It was wonderful.
It really was. This is my second Christmas without alcohol, and it is the best gift that you can give yourself. And that New Year's Eve without alcohol.
And I still stayed up till 2 in the morning.
What? You're an animal.
I know. 2 in the morning, but you know what? My house was clean. The mess was put away because we had people over. And because I was feeling good and energized, I wasn't tired or drunk or
Wow.
So then I woke up in the morning and everything's nice and pretty and clean.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
We wanted to share with you some of our favorite things. We've been doing this journey for a little over a year now, and there are some things that are very helpful and just changing your mindset and not feeling like you're depriving yourself and not feeling like you're punishing yourself.
Or missing out,
but that you're rewarding yourself and you're making your life richer and more beautiful. So here are a few of our favorite things that help us maybe like when we're feeling like we need a little something or to help with that mindset.
So I picked up over the holidays, this just came out on December 31st, I believe. It's called Quit Like a Woman, and it's by Holly Whitaker. And normally, I just listen to things on Audible, so that's another tip. Download some books and listen in the car when you're getting ready, whatever. I get through so many books that way. But this one really intrigued me, and I picked it up the actual bookstore. But I don't know if you guys are going to be able to see this. Probably not. But I have highlighted, like, this is crazy. Like, all of these fabulous things already, and I'm on page 72. I feel like I've highlighted most of this book. Just great tips, great thoughts, sort of aha moments that made me really think about it. She's got stuff in here at the beginning about the truth about alcohol and comparing it to the tobacco industry. And how they got us to think that tobacco was the thing to do and smoking cigarettes. And it's fascinating. It really does make you think about it.
In a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Some of my favorite things are Happy Camper.
Okay. Good.
How I feel when I take Happy Camper is it just kind of takes the edge off. Like right now my dog is barking its face off and I asked my children to let her out and they haven't. And usually that would make my blood boil and I would be like, when I'm done here, not only am I going to yell, but I'm going to have a drink to calm down.
Right.
But this just like makes you take a deep breath. It doesn't make you tired. Just maybe like takes the edge off and just smooth sailing. Happy camper.
You don't really realize it either.
Yeah, just all of a sudden it kicks in and you're
Okay.
The she-wolf is turned off. So this Fred Meyer is where I've gotten it.
I've gotten it on Amazon.
Yeah, Happy Camper. Get it. I'll post a link for you in the comments. I'm calling this
Ashwagandha.
Okay, it's a herbal root as well. Whatever it is, it helps. It's good for promoting stress reduction, helping your immune system, mood enhancement. It's a natural anti-inflammatory. So if I've had a hard day at the gym, I take it. It helps with sleeping. One of the things that was a big aha for me was when you drink just one drink, it affects your sleep cycle for up to 3
days.
What on earth?
I know, it's
3 days. One drink? Who has one drink? Mm-mm. Okay, so you only get 2 out of the 7 sleep cycles.
Yes. Yep.
Not enough. Nope. So this super helpful for if you need some help sleeping, skip a drink and try ashwagandha. This is a syllable, like an entire syllable. Okay, I was reminded I was at Marshall's today doing a mad shopping spree. These were there. I usually find them at my grocery store. They are about $8 at the grocery store and on Amazon, and they were $5 at Marshall's instead of at Hagen.
And they're good.
So good. They're like chewy, and I suggest eating 2 at a time. It's like
I've done 3 when I was really stressed. I know, but it worked.
So they do say that it can give you some tummy irritation if you eat too many. But if you're someone that likes to chomp gum or deal with your stress by
biting,
peeling the skin off your lips or some nasty habit like I do, these are amazing to keep in your purse for when you're stressed out and about. So those are a few of my favorites. Oh, and we didn't share this book.
Oh, gosh.
This book is so well loved by me that it is falling apart. And same, I fold corners of pages for things that I love because I don't have a highlighter in the bathtub. And almost every page is folded.
Yeah, that book is like a Bible almost. Mine is like that too.
So this one, Quit Like a Woman, which is new to the market, and The Naked Mind Journey are our 3 handbooks for keeping the truth in your mind.
Yep. And if you like to read like stories about people, sort of their life story and more like a tale, one that I really liked that got me started a long time ago, just even with these thoughts in my mind about being naked, was called, it was called A Happier Hour. And I cannot remember the author off the top of my head, but it's A Happier Hour, and that's a really good one, too. It just reads like a story and how she changed her life that way.
Okay,
so
I love that.
That's a good one, too.
I have to share, just really quickly, I had my first naked vacation.
And?
It was amazing! Yes. You guys, I can't. I can't even tell you how noisy this world is. And when you start to put things through the lies and the things that you've been told and question them, like, do I have to order a margarita just because I'm at the pool? Like, to me, yes.
They go together. They do go together.
I thought you had to.
Yep.
And what was so cool is I did feel like God went before me a little bit because Dry January has taken on a lot of popularity right now.
Yeah.
And when we were at the pool, I looked around and not a single person had alcohol.
Wow.
Which blew me away. We were in Palm Desert. And another thing that blew me away was there was a group of ultra fit people. They lived in the area and they were just like having a little group trip.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And they were talking about Dry January. And I was like, okay, these people are all have abs. So
there's something to it.
If they're talking about Dry January, like that is incredible.
That's great.
I want to do that too.
Yep. That's great. Dry January, if you can even say it, is really picking up steam. I see it. And maybe it's just because I'm hyper aware of it, but I see it all over the place and I hear more people talking about it than ever. So there's something.
It's pretty cool. I was able to wake up fresh every morning and go to the gym. They had classes and workout and then feel like I could keep up with the kids all day long and not have those weird naps.
Yep.
You're just like awake and all of a sudden
tired.
You're not. It was great.
That's fabulous.
All right, guys.
That's what we have for today.
Thanks for watching.